Last Sunday we kicked off our pledge drive for the upcoming 2008-2009 year. I commend Chip McGee for taking that on for another year and doing a very fine job of getting us launched. And if you weren't here last Sunday, we do still have the pledge forms, envelopes with the names of people. They're out in the, you'll see them in the hallway there as you go into coffee hour. And to continue in the spirit of last Sunday's service for the next few minutes, our treasurer, Mike Wilt, also has a message for us. So, Mike.
So the big challenge is formulating a budget that's consistent with our values. What I've been telling the executive board and what I'm going to say to you is that formulating the budget is where the action is in terms of our financial behavior as an institution. It's very easy to be complacent about it. We could just use last year's budget. We could pretend that big chunks of it are untouchable and that we shouldn't talk about them and focus our energy on little details. The congregation has been very helpful the past few years keeping the leadership on task. We did a survey to collect input regarding our endowment. Of course, we have a great diversity of opinion, but one message came through very clearly. The congregation doesn't want to spend the endowment down as we had been doing up to that point. The leadership responded to this by focusing on the giving guidelines. The giving guidelines we developed really with ourselves in mind. They're not based on some hypothetical generous person. The giving guidelines are based on what the leadership really felt we could ask of ourselves and our members. We also restructured our staff responsibilities and compensation expenses to bring the budget back into line with fiscal responsibility. We got another wake-up call from the congregation regarding our fair share contribution to the UUA and the district. We have been neglecting our fair share contribution to both the UUA and the district for a couple of years, or for a number of years actually, as we were trying to sort ourselves out financially. And it became clear that the congregation was unhappy about this. So we listened. We formulated a budget that included our fair share contributions to the UUA and the district for the first time in many years. That's the budget we're in right now. So I think we can have a meaningful discussion about our values, our priorities, and formulate a budget that reflects our best understanding of how we should conduct ourselves as an institution. Not everyone will get what they want. I'm sure our disagreements will be handled in the most amiable possible way. The important thing is that we are true to ourselves and our institutional values. If you see a way we can do better, speak up. We all love this church. We can disagree without forming warring factions. So far, everything I've said is pretty abstract. How exactly can you help us find our institutional moral compass? Well, fortunately, we can take a long view. This church has been here for more than 180 years. We have members who have been active for more than 50 years. What you can do today is engage a little more. Talk with the current leaders about your feelings, your ideas, your aspirations for this church. Become a leader yourself. Tell Sherry that you are looking for ways to get involved. She will help you. She'll help you find the opportunities to get you to the next level. And I'm not just talking to our new members either. Our longtime members can find new challenges too. Sherry's always collecting information about talents and interests to match you up with a new opportunity. To summarize, I want to ask you to make this your church, even more so. Your financial support is important, but it's your energy that makes this church everything it can be.
Mike, thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you will heed Mike's very wise words. Speak with him. Speak with any member of our executive board about your feelings as we go into our budgeting process. And then, as I say, if you haven't had a chance to pick up your pledge form yet, they'll be available. I think we're going to put them out this week, and then we'll be mailing the ones out after that that have not been collected.